Unit 12, Times Square. Walking down Broadway through the crush of tourists, it's hard to believe that this place, once suffering the highest crime rate in New York City, has enjoyed a reputation for razzle-dazzle from its very beginning. Formerly Long Acre Square, Times Square entered the nation's consciousness in 1904, when it was renamed after the New York Times building, the cornerstone of the new district. Just a few short years before, the crossroads of Broadway and 7th Avenue was considered a dangerous place where only those of ill fame would take risks. Long Acre Square started as a few brownstones set up by a property developer who saw potential for a thriving new uptown neighborhood. People swarmed to the area, but with them came what they had fled: the thefts, pickpockets, and streetwalkers. Police and public officials were paid off and turned a blind eye to the public outcry. But in 1895, newly arrived ambitious immigrant Oscar Hammerstein developed his plan for an entertainment complex on 42nd Street, the Olympia. The Olympia flourished, and within 2 years, three theaters were linked together by the glass-enclosed Paradise Roof Garden, an exotic garden with swans, monkeys, and a tinkling waterfall as a backdrop for diners and dancers. Hammerstein's high-class expansion helped an increase of new theaters, and the vaudeville circuit thrived alongside theaters. Charlie Chaplin was one of the early countless showstoppers who performed on Times Square. In 1904, the New York Times held a New Year's Eve celebration to commemorate their effort to rename Long Acre Square. Every year since, hundreds of thousands of people gather and wait for hours in the cold of a New York winter for the famous ball drop ceremony. It is estimated that 1 billion people around the world now watch the tradition via satellite. During the First World War, Times Square became the theater district in the nation. During the 1914-1915 season alone, 113 productions were staged at 42 theaters. The year 1915 also saw the premiere of D.W. Griffith's The Birth of a Nation. Once a novelty, film was now becoming popular, and with it came a new growth of film theaters in and around the square. But as the Depression grew in the 1930s, the fortunes of the theater owners plummeted, and many were forced to sell or close their theaters. The theaters were converted to show popular and vastly cheaper fare, the silver-screened fantasies that poured out of Hollywood. Business needed something to draw people in, and Times Square era of vice was born. During the 1960s and 1970s, live nude shows, erotic bookstores, and X-rated movie houses occupied the area. With the new commerce came a skyrocketing crime rate that turned Times Square into one of the most dangerous places in the city. Tourists stayed away. In the 1980s, businesses and public officials began to band together to change the square's reputation. With a combination of new legislation and building condemnation, Times Square began to reverse its decline. By the late 1990s, Times Square was a symbol again for the vibrancy of Manhattan. The NASDAQ sign is one flashy example, costing over $37 million to build, and it is the largest LED sign in the world. With 27,000 residents and an estimated 26 million annual visitors each year, Times Square has changed a lot since its inauguration 100 years ago.